There's a recipe for getting your car running just right. And whatever you're cooking up in the garage, you'll find what you need at ebaymotors.com. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock, all at the right prices. And that can help you turn your ride into something really tasty. The parts you need are just a click away at ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
What up? It's Dramos from the Life as a Gringo podcast. We are back with a brand new season. Now, Life as a Gringo speaks to Latinos who are born or raised here in the States. It's about educating and breaking those generational curses that, man, have been holding us back for far too long. I'm here to discuss the topics that are relevant to all of us and to define what it means to live as our true, authentic self. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This February, Xfinity Flex is unlocking premium entertainment for you to try every single week. No strings attached. Celebrate during Black History Month with shows like Unsung the Decades. Snuggle up during Valentine's Day with a Lifetime Movie Club pick like Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance. Or crank up the action with Godfather of Harlem from MGM Plus. Get down and funky with the Classic Soul playlist from iHeartRadio. Easily discover new free content each week across the best streaming app. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. And to search for the Our American Stories podcast, go to the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. From 1945 to 1992, the United States conducted 1,054 nuclear tests as a part of the nuclear arms race with Soviet Russia. Many of these tests were conducted in Nevada, where soldiers were sent to be tested on by military scientists and upper brass trying to figure out the psychological and health effects brought on by the use of nuclear weapons. One of those soldiers was Toby Madrid. Here's listener Richard Munez, who worked with Toby, with the story of this atomic Marine.
The only two people I know of that ever heard this story is myself and his son, JR. As far as JR knows, he never told this story to anyone else. Toby was in the Marines. And in 1951 to 1957, out the Nevada Proving Grounds, there was a small camp. It was called Camp Desert Rock. And it was barracks and mess halls and things like that, but it had one mission, one purpose. It was to support military personnel while tests involving the atomic bomb were conducted. I remember Sheriff Toby de Madrid, we were in his office. If you can call a broom closet with a light and a desk in an office. He had a cup of coffee in his hands, and he had his feet up on the desk. I mean, it was a totally laid-back attitude. But I could see the tension in his jaw. And the funny part about it was he wasn't looking at me, and he wasn't looking at JR. He was looking at the wall. I had this distinct impression that if he bothered to look at either one of us, we'd never hear the story. He said they stuck us out in the middle of nowhere. And if you've ever been out that section of Nevada, it's pretty much the middle of nowhere. And he went on to say that they told us we'd be part of an atomic bomb test. Now, the name of these tests that I looked up later on was called the Desert Rock Exercises. And this is what we call Desert Rock 4, Operation Tumbler Snapper. Well, he said they took him out there, and they were there for several days beforehand. The sheriff said they took him out there, had him dig trenches, they built defensive fortified positions, all that stuff. Now, the idea was they would be able to stand in these or squat in them, provide for some cover. And then he said, I remembered as we were digging, there were trucks carrying tanks and jeeps and things like that. Some of the vehicles were towing artillery pieces out there. And some of the Marines he was with went out with them. And they came back saying how they'd set up dummies that were in uniform, and some of them were standing up, some were lying down, that kind of stuff. Now, I went out to research it a little bit more, and it seems to be that he was out there for what they called a shot dog nuclear test. And this happened on May 1st, 1952, and involved the dropping of what we call a Mark 7 bomb. Now, the Air Force was doing the drops, and they were using either B-50s or B-45s to do these. So he said the day of the test, they got them up, they had breakfast, and they took them out there to the site. And they got in their trenches, and that's what they were told to do. They were told to crouch below the rim of the trench, have their faces down, their eyes closed when the blast happened. Now, they would get plenty of warning beforehand that this was going to happen. You know, they'd give them a warning, the bomber was, they'd hear the bombers coming in, stuff like that, and they needed to be doing this. So said along around 8:30 or so, they heard the aircraft coming in, and that's when the warning happened. So they climbed in the trenches, and they got the position they were told to get into. He said he was crouched down, he had his head down, his eyes closed. And even with this, all of a sudden he said there was light. He seriously felt that he had actually seen the blast of the bomb. Now, what he had witnessed here was the detonation of a 19-kiloton bomb. And it exploded about 1,000 meters above the ground. And then he went on to say that the light faded. But as it faded, there was thunder like he'd never heard before. And then there was wind. I mean, the wind just came up, and it was so intense it rocked him back against the back of his trench. And then the wind reversed directions, came back, and pushed him face forward into the front of the trench. And so then a few seconds later came the order to leave the trenches. So they climbed out, and as he put it, we've all seen movies of the mushroom cloud an atomic bomb generates. But he says, seeing it in real life, it was like, it just wasn't real. You know, you can't wrap your mind around something like this. And you sit there and look at it and say, something humans built generated this. And he said it was already towering up into the sky, and he compared it to something that was like a cloud that was boiling up from hell. And they told him to start walking forward, and they did. He went on to relate that as they moved along, he started seeing some of the things that had been set up a few days before. Like for one location, he remember seeing a Sherman tank. And he said it looked like the Sherman tank had been swatted aside by some giant's hand. And then he started encountering some of these dummies that had been set up. Some were almost burnt up entirely. Others were smoldering. So they kept walking. They got within about 3/4 of a mile of where the bomb had exploded, and they stopped them. They turned them around and marched them back out of there. And he said he remembered hearing somebody saying it was too hot to go much further. And well, that basically meant it was too radioactive. Then he marched them to a certain site. There they swept them off, hosed them off. And he said he was actually surprised by how much dust came off of him and his platoon. And rather than keep the uniform he'd been wearing, he wadded it up and threw it away. Like I said, that's the only time that we know of, that's myself and JR, that Toby actually ever talked about the day of the bomb. A lot of people wound up getting sick and dying because of exposure to fallout. Thing is, I don't think a lot of these people knew what they were headed for. They were at a pivotal moment in history, and they didn't realize it. I know the sheriff didn't.
And this is why we routinely celebrate our veterans on this show, because our soldiers serve in so many distinct and dangerous ways, and you just heard about one. The story of Toby Madrid, the Atomic Marine, here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the stories we tell about this great country, and especially the stories of America's rich past, know that all of our stories about American history, from war to innovation, culture, and faith, are brought to us by the great folks at Hillsdale College, a place where students study all the things that are beautiful in life and all the things that are good in life. And if you can't get to Hillsdale, Hillsdale will come to you with their free and terrific online courses. Go to hillsdale.edu to learn more.
This February, Xfinity Flex is unlocking premium entertainment for you to try every single week, no strings attached. Celebrate during Black History Month with shows like Unsung the Decades. Snuggle up during Valentine's Day with a Lifetime Movie Club pick like Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance. Or crank up the action with Godfather of Harlem from MGM Plus. Get down and funky with the Classic Soul playlist from iHeartRadio. Easily discover new free content each week across the best streaming app. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Being single on Valentine's Day doesn't mean you don't have to have a treat. Indulge yourself this Valentine's Day on HUD app, the empowered approach to commitment-free dating that promotes sex positivity, girl power, and casual dating without the taboos. So what makes HUD app different from all those other dating apps? Well, with HUD, it's about being you, not fitting into a box dictated by an outdated algorithm. But more than that, HUD app understands that women are sexual beings with sexual needs. And at HUD, they also acknowledge that women deserve the freedom to explore their sexuality in a safe, consensual way, where traditional labels and suppositions need not apply. Valentine's Day only comes once a year, but you don't have to. Be yourself and enjoy yourself with who your heart desires with HUD app. Download HUD app from your favorite app store today. That's H-U-D app. Some girls love chocolate, some girls love candy, but for Valentine's Day, most girls just need to get on HUD app.
Planning your wedding but don't know where to start? That's what Joy's for. It's the free all-in-one way to plan and organize your big day. Create a wedding website, send save the dates and invites, track guest RSVPs and more. With a Joy wedding registry, you can choose from thousands of gifts handpicked by experts, plus honeymoon experiences and zero fee cash funds. Add items from other stores and link all your registries in one place. It's so easy and convenient. Visit withjoy.com to start planning your happily ever after.